राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज नरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Today is Ram Navami, appearance of Lord Shri Ramchandra. Here we go. Sometimes we hear Loknath Swami Maharaj sing song on Lord Ram, so we'll try to sing that. Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Ramchandra Raghuveera. रामचंद्र रन धीरा रामचंद्र रघुवीरा रामचंद्र रन धीरा रामचंद्र रघुनाथ रामचंद्र जगन्नाथ रामचंद्र Ramachandra Gunatha, Ramachandra Jagannatha. Ramachandra mama bandhu, Ramachandra dina bandhu. Ramachandra mama bandhu, Ramachandra dina bandhu. Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranathira. Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranathira. Ramachandra Raghunatha, Ramachandra Jagannatha. Ramachandra Raghunatha, Ramachandra Jagannatha. Ramachandra mama bandhu, Ramachandra dina bandhu. Ramachandra mama bandhu, Ramachandra dina bandhu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10. Text, chapter entitled The Pastimes of Supreme Lord Ramchandra. Text number 53. Nadi vyadi jara glani, dukkha shokha bhaya klama, mrutyuscha nishitam nasid, rame rajani adokshaje. Nadi vyadi jara glani, dukkha shokha bhaya klama, mrutyuscha nishitam nasid, rame rajani adokshaje. Nadi vyadi jara glani, dukkha shokha bhaya klama, mrutyuscha nishitam nasid, rame rajani adokshaje. Yes, one more to it. Word to word meaning. Nadi, not, sorry, na, not, adi, adhyatmik, adibhautik and adidaivik sufferings. That is, sufferings from body and mind, from other living entities and from nature. Vyadhi, diseases. Jara, old age. Glani, bereavement. Dukkha, grief. Shoka, lamentation. Bhaya, fear. Klama, and fatigue. Mrityu, death. Cha, also. Anishyatam, of those who did not like it. Na asit, there was not. Rame, during rule of Lord Ramchandra. Rajani, because of his being the king. Adokshaje, the supreme person of Godhead, who is beyond this material world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Lord Ramchandra, the supreme person of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramchandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all the ages. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Omagyana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatta Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Tushe Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Rundavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi
pranamami hari priye nilachala nivasaya nityaya paramatmane balabhadra subhadra abhyam jagannathaya te nama vancha kalpatrubhyasya kripa sindhu be evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shivasadi gaur bhaktavrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 Krishna. Today is very auspicious day. Today is Rama Navami, and I am feeling very honored to get an opportunity to speak something in glorification of Lord and His wonderful devotees. Though I am not very qualified, so I seek the blessings of all assembled devotees here, especially Radhe Shankru, so that I can speak something for my own purification. But unfortunately, people don't know exactly who is Ram. I remember when, as a child, we are seeing Ramayana. In Ramayana, in war cry, they used to say, at least the Ramayana which I saw, they used to say, Har Har Mahadev, you know, some, because there was confusion, who is actually Lord? And as child also, we used to say, sometimes Jai Sri Ram Jamtan. So there was a lot of confusion, you know. Exactly, you know. Who is Lord? Who is Ram? You know. So, okay. We used to be happy to see wonderful this thing, but there's no clear understanding of Ram. So, but because of good fortune, we followers. So, to understand the birth and activities of Lord, it's not so easy. Janma karma cha me divyam. Lord's activities and Lord's appearance are divyam, transcendental. And it is not surprising if people get confused about it. So we see, people know about Lord, but when they hear pastime, they get more confused. And sometimes their faith, instead of becoming strong, get, you know, more they know about Lord, more they know about pastimes, more sometimes doubts, you know, haunt them. And then people become, if not atheistic, at least agnostic, you know. I'm not sure, you know. But when we hear from right source, when we hear from acharyas, when we hear from devotees in Guru Parampara, then actually we can understand
the Janma and Karma of Lord. Janma Karma Chame Divyam. How it is transcendental.
People think they are this body and they see everything in relation body. They don't know. Even they are Divyam. They are not this material body. They are spirit soul. And Lord is supreme soul. And for soul there is no birth and death. What to speak of supreme soul, Lord Ram. So his birth is not like ordinary person's birth, which is forced by laws of karma. But Lord appears on his own out of compassion for the conditioned souls of this world. So janma karma cha me divyam yoyam vyatti tatvataha. Tatvata, one should understand Lord's appearance and activities tatvataha. Tyaktva deham punar janmam naiti mameti swarjuna. After, if one understands this past tense nicely, then give up this, when we give up this body, we don't have to take birth again. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Rundavan Chandra Bhagwan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subramanya Ki, Jai. So, tyaktva deham punar janmam naiti maam iti swarjana. When we understand the transcendental activities, appearance and of Lord, we don't have to take birth again in this material world. We can go back home, back to Godhead. So people, in material world, sometimes because of ignorance, they think this life is all and all. But when we study scripture, we can know there is another life and more beautiful life. People want to make this world.
Sita pranadharakara drishtadashanana dushitara. Shishta Hanumad Bhushitara Sita Vedita Kakavanara Kuta Chudamani Darshanara Kapivara Vachana Shasitara रावण निधन प्रस्थितरा वानर सैन्य समावृतरा शोषित सर्देशार्चितरा विभीषण भयदायकरा
There was no fatigue also. Can you imagine? No fatigue. And
Bakarna Shira Chedakar.
So this is Ram Raja. And Prabhupada to this purpose is saying very confidently that though this Kali Yuga
Pathar ke dwara nirmit hai aisa hi shetu bana hai koi yahi nakli bhagwan kar sakta hai ise ऐसा ही भगवान कृष्ण अपना गुरुजी का मरेहा पुत्र को जामराज का दरबार से उद्धार करके लेकर आए आगे गुरुदेव को गुरुदक्षिणा दिया है ये नकली भगवान जब ऐसा काम करेंगे जामराज के दरबार में जाएंगे तो वहाँ पे जमा करके रह जाएंगे फिर वे वापस लौट नहीं आ सकते हाँ कर सकता है ऐसे अपना माता देवकी के छह पुत्र बलिमार्ग दरबार से उद्धार करके लेकर आए थे वहां कृष्ण बोलो आके अपना माता देवकी सामने उपस्थित
दिस हरे कृष्ण मूवमेंट इज ट्राइंग टू स्प्रेड दिस होली नेम्स एंड दिस हरे कृष्ण मूवमेंट हैज अ पोटेंसी टू ब्रिंग राम राज्य इन दिस वर्ल्ड हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू बिलीव इट वी कैन ब्रिंग राम राज्य बाय चैंटिंग
Yes. So this is Prabhupada is so authoritatively and so convincingly presenting. Yes. It's not that Ram came and went. Ram is now also there. But we need.
Yeah. तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु वहां को बोला तुम कृष्ण बोलो भाग उसी समय किया गया चैतन्य महाप्रभु का
एंड ग्रेजुअली रियलाइज द प्रेजेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड इन द बिगिनिंग प्रेजेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड इन फॉर्म ऑफ होली नेम्स एंड देन फॉर्म एंड अदर थिंग्स सो हियर इट इज सेड नादि व्याधि भयम क्लेश व्याधि व्याधि मीन्स डिसीजेस बिकॉज ऑफ बॉडी So we need to have healthy body and sound mind to practice devotional service. Many times in Kali Yuga, bodies are very fragile and so many problems. And under purport, Prabhupada writes, most of the problems, bodily problems are there because of irregular habits, irregular eating and sleeping. So one has to regulate eating and sleeping. And then mind problems because of too many concocted worries. So one time one disciple, when he was about to take initiation, Prabhupada said, there is one condition beside this, our regular condition. He said, what is that condition? He said, no worrying. So from today onwards, do not worry. Lord Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papyebhyo mokshyasya masucha. Do not worry. One of the problems in Kali Yuga is we concoct so many worries and so much worry and forget Krishna. So he said, just be enthusiastic in service Krishna. Do not worry. Do your best and leave rest to Krishna. And if worries are too much coming, just chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And no adi, adhyatmic, body and mind, adibhautik, suffering because of other living entities. In this world, knowingly, unknowingly, we cause suffering to others and others cause suffering to us. Because this material world is based on foundation of envy. So we are envious of others, others are envious of us, and then we create trouble for each other. So if you want to become free from this adi bhautik klesha, then we have to give up envy. Especially, we have to give up retaliation, fighting, retaliating, defending, all those things. And even behave properly with those who are envious. And as we say, that's Suniti is telling to Dhruva Maharaj, do not think inauspicious for others. Always, think for the welfare of others. And always try to see hand of Krishna everywhere. Bhunam janvanam ante jnanvan mam prapade. Vasudeva saram iti sa mahatma sudalam. One who can see Vasudeva everywhere. He is a mahatma. Not see others as the cause of misery, but understanding it, arrangement of Krishna. So we see how Adi Bhauti. We can say, especially in life of Lord Ram, he went through so many challenges externally. But the way he behaved, that brought out great joy to everybody. So from life of Lord Ram and all his devotees, especially in Ramayana, we can see how we can free from all these vyadis and adis, especially adis, adhyatmik, adi bhauti. Even during Lord Ram's time, there were problems. There were envious people. It was not that there were not. But what made Ram Raja, Ram Raja? The ideal behavior of Lord Ram. Ideal behavior of his...
Nami harishyata dhanam shanayi. Bhagavan kisi ke prati jab kripa karta hai, vastav kripa, to unke paas jitne sara bhautik dhan hai, wo sab har leta hai, chhin leta hai. Hai ki nahi? जैसा भगवान वामन रूप लेकर के जब आए थे वो बलि महाराज यज्ञ स्थल पर आके तीन पे भूमि प्रार्थना छल करके बोली महाराज के पास जितने सारे भौतिक धन था दो पेड़ से छीन ले।
He wanted to be king, but he had elder brother and father, you know. He put his father in jail and he killed his elder brother so that he can become king. Now when we behave like this,
Mani bolim adbhutam padana kanira janita janapavan keshavadrita vaman roopa जय जगदीश हरे। केशव धृत, केशव ये जो शब्द है ये विच्छ से क्या है, क युक्त ईश्वर युक्त व, क का मतलब इस ब्रह्मांड में पहले नंबर जो जीव है वो कौन है, ब्रह्मा जी। ईश्वर का मतलब शिव जी, व का मतलब वशुविद, ऐसा ही बड़े बड़े देवता जिनके द्वारा वशुविद होते हैं उनका
वेरी फेमस। सो हिज वाइफ डाइड, so immediately after his wife left, he went to Lord Ram, he went to Lord
sai bade bade devta, ye brahma shiv ji jinka dar bashvit to unka naam keshav, keshav kaun hai
sir, two cents, one is was little, no? Heavy wife, difficult wife. And then Tukaram used to go and say, my dear Lord, thank you very much for giving me such a wife, you know, because of which I am always able to come near you, you know. So whether you have no wife, whether you have good wife, or whether you have bad wife, whatever, you know, one can always take up shelter of Lord and one can be happy. Adi bahuti klesh. Otherwise, if you keep on fighting, retelling, one will go crazy, you know. So in any situation, if you take shelter of Lord, and especially chant his holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, one can be happy. So here in 7th canto, 15th chapter, 24th verse, Prabhupada writes in purport that one cannot avoid the sufferings inflicted by providence, and therefore when suffering comes, one should fully absorb oneself in chanting
Ram Jai Ram.
So this is the way, not just trying to retaliate and, you know, and make the way our way. Things are not going to go our way because this world is governed by supreme laws of God, and we are very insignificant. So in kingdom of Lord Ram, there were, you know, such a wonderful but unfortunately we see today people want Ram Rajya without Ram. Is that possible? So if you want Ram Rajya, first thing we have to do is bring Ram in our life, make him center of our life, and try to live life for his pleasure. We say that, especially we see this Ramayana. Ramayana is an extremely beautiful literature. It is written in Karun Ras. Lot of, you know, there is, when one hears it, reads it, one can cry. But that will dry all the miseries of material existence. This epitome of love, sacrifice, surrender, ideal behavior, responsibility, you know. So love means sacrifice, love means service, service means sacrifice, sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, keeping Lord in the center of life. So we see how all the great devotees in Ramayana, they have sacrificed for the pleasure of Lord. And we see how the Ramayana came to be written by Valmiki. Earlier he was sacrificing animals. But later on, he started the sacrifice, topmost sacrifice, gave up low sacrifice and started topmost sacrifice, sacrifice of chanting the holy names. When earlier this Valmiki, he was a highway robber. Somehow Narad Muni took pity on him and he showed compassion to him, and somehow he induced him to chant the holy names of Ram. And it is said he was so sinful, so fallen, that unfortunately he was not able to chant the holy names of Lord. If one is very offensive, very sinful, it's difficult to take the names of Lord. I heard in some countries they cannot chant Ram because there is no Ra in their language itself only. So they say Lam, they cannot chant Ram. But anyway, Lord is Bhav Gahi Janardana. And by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, even those countries people are now chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes when people come to Krishna consciousness, they become, when they especially come in knowledge, Hare Bapre, what is sin, what is, you know, Vikarmaya, Karma, Akarma, all these things, you know, one may feel very lamentable and become sometimes, instead of taking devotional service seriously, one may get discouraged, thinking about how fallen I am. But we see, this Valmiki earlier, Ratnakar Rabar, he was so fallen he couldn't chant the holy names of Lord. But even he could become great saint. Such great saint that he wrote Ramayana. So every sinner,
Rama Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare.
So here we see all of, actually most of the people whom we meet, everybody is able to chant holy names, isn't it? Even so-called sinful people we see outside material people, they can also chant. So that means they are much more pious than this robber. Sometimes we say, oh, Kali Yuga is so degraded, there is no hope. But scriptures have shown great hope. Even people who are so degraded, who couldn't chant the holy names, they could become so great saints. What to speak of, you know? So sometimes people say, there is no point in preaching Kali Yuga is so degraded and it's getting... No. You see, Narad Muni has shown example that in every situation we can preach and there is always hope, because Lord's name is extremely powerful and can purify anyone. So when we see somebody getting discouraged, we should always try to encourage them. And sometimes we may get discouraged. So many days are passing, months are passing, years are passing, nothing happened. No. If you practice sincerely with faith in good association, then definitely the holy names will transform us. So we may be, who may we be, we may be, but we have a bright, we have bright, all of us, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, has bright future. We have greatest prospects. Sometimes people say, why did you leave job? Why did you leave that? Why do you, why you are become Hare Krishna now, you know? We have become Hare Krishna because we have greatest prospects, you know. Wherever there are good prospects, people always see, where are the bright future? Where is bright prospects, isn't it? Future prospects. Based on that, they choose their career. So, the best career, best prospect are when we start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we see in Ramayana, Ramayana gives a lot of encouragement and hope to take shelter of Lord Ram. And seeing the great devotees taking shelter of Lord, serving Lord, can inspire us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kubunaya, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitya Kare Udaya. This love for Krishna, love for Ram, it's not that something we have to infuse it externally. It is there within heart, but it has to be awakened. Awakened by hearing. Shravanadi Siddha Chitti Kare Avudai. We have to hear about Lord from right source. We have to hear about His wonderful devotees. We have to hear about His devotional service. So we see King Dashrath. He was so exalted king. And he was a great devotee. And by his sincere prayers, and we perform that sacrifice, he got these four children, Ram, Bharat, Shatrughna and Lakshman. Prabhupada writes, these are Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. These are the quadruple expansion. So, they are not ordinary people. They are not human beings. Namam Dushkitro Muda. Manusuntanim Ashrita. Sometimes people. Avujananti Mam Muda. So, foolish people, they think Lord to be ordinary human being. But Prabhupada, again and again, he clarifies. We should understand, he is not ordinary. Lord Ram is not ordinary human being. He is Supreme Lord Himself. Dashrath Maharaj, he was so fortunate to have a son, Supreme Lord Himself. So sometimes, people, when we talk about Lord Ram, people say, just see, beta ho to Ram jaisa, you know? Beta ho to? How obedient he was. But you can see his father, pita ho to? Dashrath jaisa, you know? How much he was dedicated to Lord Ram. And how much he loved Ram. He couldn't live even for a moment without Ram. And we see, when Vishwamitra Muni came to ask for Ram, that time Ram was 16 years almost.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Your son with me. As soon as he heard this, he just fainted. Can you imagine fainting? How much attachment he must have for Lord Ram. He was saying, please take me. My Lord is, my son is little young. He has never fought. He is not experienced. But when Vishwamitra became very angry, finally by arrangement of Vasishta, Vasishta explained to him. And then he was convinced to send off Lord Ram. And later on we see when Lord Ram went to exile, he couldn't live for a moment. He just left his body. What kind of love is that? That means he loved Lord Ram more than his life, himself. So what is love? What is that attachment? We can hear, we can see from these great devotees. And we can pray that one day, maybe we can develop that attachment. Especially these days like Ram Navami and all. Very wonderful days to remember great devotees, their great qualities. And pray and aspire to develop that gradually in our life. And sometimes we think, material life is all in all. But you see, Dashrath Maharaj was king of the entire world. He was unrivaled king. But when Lord Ram went for exile, he felt
Krishna ka sanshara. हम सब माया के संसार में थे. माया के संसार में कौन चल रहा है? कृष्ण रो संसार करो छाड़ियो अनाचा. वो जितने प्रकार अनाचा माया के संसार में हर समय चल रहा है. वो क्या है? जुआ खेलना, शराब पीना, अवैध स्त्री संग करना, मांसाहार करना, ये सब अनाचार है, व्यभिचार है कि नहीं? तो प्रभुपाद कृपा करें हम सभी को माया के.
सो व्हाट टू हैंकर फॉर? यू शुड हैंकर for developing love and attachment for great of attachment for Lord and service for Lord. So we see and similarly Lord Ram in his character, in every dealings, in he also so wonderful. Generally when we hear about Lord Ram and his interaction, immediately one feels to surrender to such a person. So Dakshata had such love and Lord had such Lord Ram had so much love for Dashrath. He was not thinking of his own comfort. He was only thinking,
how to maintain the word of honor of his father, how to maintain great glory of his father. And for sake of maintaining the words of father, he went to forest, ideal son. And Lord Ram, his life is also not so easy. He has to go through so much, but he was also living his life for sake of others, not for himself. One thing common in life of Lord Ram and his devotees are, they are not considering their own pleasures or their own comforts or their own sense gratification. They are only concerned about others. So Lord Ram is only concerned of his devotees, and his devotees are only concerned about Lord Ram. And to see that loving interaction, it's very heart melting. For Lord Ram, even Mother Sita was so dear. Sita had sacrificed everything, and Sita was coming with Lord Ram in forest. And when she was kidnapped by Ravana, Lord Ram suffered so much in separation. And then finally he waged war and got back Mother Sita. But when he got back Mother Sita, for sake of the world, he had to make Mother Sita undergo this Agni Pariksha. And it was so painful. And Mother Sita also tolerated that actually. So, when Lord Ram said, you have to do this Agni Pariksha, it was so painful. But still, anyway, she went through. So, you see, in this Ramayana, there is so much of, pain, sacrifice. But that brings out the wonderful lessons of what is real love. And how sometimes people talk about love, but it's not so cheap. We have to be ready to pay the price. So we see Mother Sita went through so much difficulties. And then she had to go through that Agni Pariksha. And then finally when Lord Ram brought Mother Sita back, again there were so many rumors. Some people were speaking some rumors about Lord Ram. And when Lord Ram heard it, immediately he banished Mother Sita. He loved Mother Sita so much. But for sake of establishing proper standards, proper example as a king, he sacrificed. He banished Mother Sita. It was so painful. But he is teaching what it means to be responsible in whatever responsibility you take. As a king, he was an ideal king. He was setting standards. He kept aside his attachments and his this thing and banished Sita. And Sita also, she went through that pain. When Lakshman went and did farewell to her, she said, I am very unhappy, but please tell to Ram that I am not angry. So she was unhappy, distressed that she had to leave. Earlier she had to leave from separation so long in Ashoka Vatika, and then she had to live in separation in Valmiki Muni's ashram. But she was not angry. She told, please tell Ram, I am not angry. I am very pained because this world is a difficult place. And so she had so much trust in Lord Ram, and she was so concerned about Lord Ram and Lord Ram's reputation. So she tolerated all the pain for the pleasure of Lord Ram. And we see when finally after 12 years later on, when Lav Kush, Lord Ram met Lav Kush, and that time when he requested that Mother Sita please come back, and he requested that all sages and demigods and in front of everyone she certify her purity, and then she can again come. That time she was praying to Mother Earth that I have given so much pain to Lord Ram, and Lord Ram had to go through so much, and I don't want Lord Ram's name to be tarnished again. For protecting the good name of Lord Ram, finally she entered the earth. Extremely painful. You can imagine
Lord Ram wanted her, and she also wanted to give pleasure, but still for sake of good name of Lord Ram, she went inside the earth. And it was so painful. And then Lord Ram continued to live in separation for Mother Sita. After that, all, and he ruled for so many thousands of years. 11,000 or many thousands of years. So we see in Ramayana is mainly about, you know, sacrifice. Lord Ram is doing so much sacrifice. Mother Sita is doing so much sacrifice. Ram had taken ek patni vrata. Bhagavatam says, ek patni vrato dharo rajarshi charita suchi swadharmam griha mediyam shikshayan swayam acharat. Lord Ramchandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other woman. He was saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of varnashram dharma. Thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. One time when Prabhupada's disciple had come to Calcutta, he was sharing that Prabhupada used to say that polygamy is all right. According to Vedic culture, one man could have many wives. So he said, he heard from his god brother that, you know, Prabhupada was encouraging so that those who want to remain brahmacharis, they can remain brahmacharis. Those who want to get married, they can get married. He wanted all women to get married. And Vedic scriptures say, okay, one man can, if he can maintain many wives, fine. So he was brahmachari first, then he got married, and then he got some of his god brothers saying that we can marry more also. Then, you know, he developed some relation with another woman, and when his wife came to know, she became very upset. Then he asked, can I marry her? And his wife, in great anger, out of frustration, she said, yes, you know, out of frustration. Sometimes in anger you say something, and he got later on married. And this wife became so angry and upset. And then she filed a case against him, you know. In West, I heard there is a law that you can only have one wife. At a given time, you can only have one wife. Otherwise, to have two wives is illegal, you know. So his wife went to court, and then he said he had to. It was like so much trauma, going through court cases, so much finance, so much, you know, this thing, that thing. And then he said he was studying Bhagavatam, and he read this Ek Patni Vrata Dharma. Prabhupada writes, we should have only one wife, you know. Ram has established, you know, standard. And then he was saying, oh, I should have read Bhagavatam, you know. I just heard of a different devotee. I should have heard Prabhupada. So, sometimes, okay, there are many principles, but we also should see the practicalities, and not that we take something from somewhere and do and then, you know, go through so much problem. So, in this world, and Lord, Prabhupada also writes, even Lord Ram, after even marrying one wife, we have to go through so much trouble. So, that is the nature of the material world. So, to expect joy and pleasures in this world and to act on that is a very foolish thing. Because there is no joy and pleasure in this world. Only joy and pleasure comes by trying to focus on service of Krishna, service of Lord Ram, and trying to please them, please the devotees. No? So, we see Mother Sita, Bhagavatam says, Premna mrutte silena prashravaranta sati Bhiya Riya Cha Bhavagnya Bhartu Sita Haram Mana. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy and chaste, and always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. So, if you want to attract the mind of Lord, Lord is not going to be attracted by our opulence, what opulence we have, by our abilities, skills, what skills, abilities we have, by our knowledge, what knowledge we have. But here we see Mother Sita could attract the mind of Lord by her character, by her love and service. So by developing character, by developing service attitude, we can attract the heart of Lord. So we see
so many other characters like Lakshman. It was Lord Ram who was told to go for exile. Lakshmi was not. Lakshmi was a prince. He was supposed to be living in palace, with surrounded by all luxuries and comforts. But as soon as he heard that Lord Ram is going to forest, immediately he prepared to go to forest. He was ready to sacrifice all the pleasures, all the privileges, all the facilities, and ready to undergo all troubles in service of Lord. That's why his name is Lakshman. Lakshman means whose Lakshya is service at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. His focus is only service of lotus feet of Lord. He has no other focus. He cannot see anything else. He only sees, how can I serve Lord? And therefore, Lakshman is also Adi Guru, original spiritual master. He is teaching how to serve Lord. We see Lakshman, he gave up for 14 years eating and sleeping. Can you imagine? Can you imagine giving up sleeping for one day? So difficult. If you don't sleep little, if you sleep, imagine instead of 6 hours, we sleep 2 hours in night. Next day, chanting becomes so difficult, But here, Lakshman is giving up sleeping, not for one day, one month, 1 year, 14 years. And he gave up eating also. Imagine if he gave up eating, we'll think, how can I serve Prabhu, First we should eat, have some strength, then we can serve. But Lakshman is such a high ideal he has set. That he gave everything. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending, everything. For service of Lord Ram. So he's sacrificing. So we can also take inspiration. Okay, we can reduce. Okay, earlier before coming to Krishna, we may be sleeping 10 hours. Okay, now we can give up at least 3-4 more hours, and sleep 6 hours, Or eating, earlier we may be eating so many things outside, or give up eating outside and just eat prasad. And prasad also only in whatever is given, whatever is cooked. And be grateful and be happy. So if Lakshman can give up complete eating, we can do little bit, no pain, no gain. If you want mercy of Lord, we have to do some pain. So this personalities have undergone so much pain, so much sacrifice. At least we can do little. And then we see Bharat. Bharat also, if he sees life, Bharat had gone to his mama's place, maternal uncle's place, when Lord Ram was exiled, and when Bharat Maharaj, Dashrath Maharaj left the world. When he came back, he was shocked to see whole Ayodhya was like ghostly haunted city. He was not knowing what happened. And then when he met mother, Kaikeyi became so happy. He said, my dear beta, now you are the king of entire Ayodhya. He said, what? And he said, Ram has been sent to exile and your father is dead. Now you are the rightful heir for this, entire kingdom. He became so disturbed, angry, and completely miserable to hear this. He was not happy. Imagine somebody gets the news that you are the emperor of the entire world. So one becomes so happy. But he was so unhappy. For him, whole Ayodhya and Apulasa Ayodhya was appearing like bhara, burden. He was not happy to have that, all the opulence of Ayodhya. Rather, immediately, he was so upset that he spoke so harshly with mother Kaikeyi. He said, I am feeling ashamed to call myself as your son. What kind of mother are you? And you severed practically the ties with his mother and left Ayodhya and went to search Ram and request Ram to come back. And he convinced Ram, please come back, but Ram convinced him that no, he cannot come back. He has to follow the will of his father, words of his father. And he should go back and take charge of the kingdom. So there was a transcendent fight between them. He was trying to push him to be a king, and Lord Ram was pushing Bharat to become king. So in this world, can we see these things nowadays? Behalf. So I cannot go to home. I have to fulfill the words of father. So then Bharat understood now it's too difficult for Ram to convince beyond it. But at least he was happy that Lord accepted the kingdom, and he accepted to be a king, and he ordered Bharat to rule on his behalf. And then he said, "My dear Lord, then you should give me some of your things by which I can remember that you are the Lord." And then he requested for Lord sandal, and then he took that sandal on his head. And then he came back and put those sandals on the throne. See, so Bharat took all the burden, bhara, of load of responsibility on behalf of Lord. But he did not take the benefit of privileges and pleasures of being the king or assistant to the king. So this is Bharat Maharaj. Similarly, in our life also we see so many pleasures come in service of Lord. So are we wanting pleasures, privileges, or are we wanting?
Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan.
Think about. Sometimes we see when a near and dear ones comes in the railway station, we may go to receive them, and they may have big luggage. So it is great bhara. Still, out of love, one may lift it. So we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling that I have such big responsibility to deliver these fruits of love of God to everybody, but I am alone. Please help me. And we see all the acharyas, you know, they are trying to distribute these fruits, and they are requesting to help. So they are taking this burden of love to distribute and fulfill the desires of previous acharyas and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this bhar, out of love taking it. We see sometimes burden, bag is very heavy, one may not want to lift it. But if one knows there is gold inside, one will be very happy to lift it. No? Similarly, sometimes to manage the organization, to manage all the difficult services, maybe difficult, but when we know, oh, this organization, this thing is actually distributing love for God, doing topmost welfare activity, then one knows all this bhar is actually worth taking it. Whatever difficulties, whatever challenges are there in service or managing, or whatever, is actually worth it. Because it's for the pleasure of Lord and to distribute love for God. So taking some responsibility on behalf of Lord. So Bharat took so much responsibility without expecting any pleasure, without expecting any privileges. Similarly, we see Shatrughna. Actually, Bharat took a vow that he will live only in Nandigram. He never came to the city of Ayodhya, and he was living like Lord Ram only, with tree bark dress, and eating only fruits and roots, sleeping on the ground, meditating on Lord Ram. Oh, Lord Ram is staying like that. If my master is staying like, how a servant can stay more opulent, So he was living a very simple life, and then he requested Shatrughna that you should be in Ayodhya and run on my behalf, take care of it. And Shatrughna also, so there was a gate, so outside the gate was, a gate of Ayodhya. There Bharat was there, and inside gate there was just one stone where he used to lie and sleep on the stone only. And he also didn't sleep in the palace, or he didn't enjoy wonderful food items. He didn't say, okay, Bharat is gone, now Ram is also gone, Lakshmi, I am only there, let me enjoy. He didn't think like that. So he was also 14 years serving. Rather, Shatrughna was like servant of servant. He was servant of Bharat also. So Bharat was servant of Ram and Shatrughna was servant of Bharat. So Shatrughna, it is said that, you know, actually if you see Ramayana, we don't find Shatrughna killing many Shatrus. So he has killed only one Lavanasura, no? But he has got the name Shatrughna. Why? Because he killed the greatest enemy. What is that? Greatest enemy of false ego. No? So he became, everybody wants to become either master or servant of the master. But here he didn't had any desire to become master, nor even servant of Lord Ram. He had no desire. He was happy to be servant of Lord Ram. So that big, so he killed that, you know, false ego. Especially for Kshatriyas, to give up that false ego is so difficult. But here he was so humble and he led such a simple life, being servant of servant. And this is actually, to give up false ego, the biggest victory. And be established in true ego, being servant of Lord and his devotees. We see, when in Ramayana we see Lord informed that he is going to appear, and he requested all the devatas to expand themselves in their forms, who are very very powerful. And we see Indra came here, he expanded in form of Vali. Vali was very powerful. We see the stories of Vali, how powerful. One day he was doing Gayatri and Ravana attack, and he just hold the Ravana in his armpit and he completed his Gayatri, and his standard was he would do Gayatri in four corners of the universe, four oceans, east, west, north, south. So he was there, east, then he jumped to the north, then jumped to the west, then jumped to the south again. So, and he was all the time, he was, holding Ravana in his armpit, and he just traveled whole universe practically. And when Ravana saw, Bap re, this Vali is so powerful, immediately, he ran away. He thought, maybe better I should have friendly relation with him, no need to attack him, So Vali was so powerful. But we see, Vali was not used by Lord Ram in his service. Vali's appearance was there to serve Lord Ram. Why did he appear in this world? Why all the Vanaras appeared? We see Sugriv, Hanuman, Jambavan, Mahinda, Vivida, also many. Why did they appeared? They had only one purpose, to assist Lord Ram in his mission. But we see Vali was so powerful, he is so much glorified, his strength is so much glorified. But we don't find him anywhere in his fight of Lanka. He is not engaged in that service. Why? Because he got so powerful, he becomes so influential, he got so intoxicated, he becomes so puffed up, he becomes so proud.
Shamaha damaha. Sham matlab mana nigraha, adama matlab indriya nigraha. Mind control ko sham, और इंद्रिय कंट्रोल को क्या कहे? दमः, शमः, दमः, तपः. ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभावजम्.
एंड ही आल्सो यूसर्प और किडनैप हिज वाइफ. सो समटाइम्स वन बिकम्स इंटॉक्सिकेटेड बाय पावर्स, वन मे गेट इंटॉक्सिकेटेड बाय फॉल्स ईगो, व्हेन वन मे ट्राई, देन वन मे मिसअंडरस्टैंड अदर्स, ऑफेंड अदर्स, डू ऑल दिस थिंग्स.
वैसे एक एक श्लोक.
ओनली व्हेन राम केम ही जॉइंड विद सुग्रीव एंड देन ही वाज फाइनली नो शॉट एन एरो बाय लॉर्ड राम ही केम टू सेंसेस. इट इज ओनली एट दैट टाइम ही रियलाइज हिज मिस्टेक दैट ही हैज मिसअंडरस्टूड सुग्रीव देन ही बेग्ड फॉरगिवनेस फ्रॉम सुग्रीव फाइनली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड राम ही वाज प्यूरिफाइड एंड एवरीथिंग वाज सेटल्ड नाइसली एंड देन He forgave, Sugriv also forgave Vali, and finally Sugriv gave, he had a special necklace that as long as he would hold that necklace, he would not die. So he gave that necklace to Sugriva. He could have given to his son Angad, but he gave to Sugriva. So if all their misunderstandings, and then he left the world. But point was, he was so powerful. Sugriva was not very powerful. He was very weak compared to Vali. But Lord Ram used Sugriva in his mission, whereas Vali was not used because of Vali was puffed up and he forgot the real mission of life. So sometimes we may have many skills, many abilities, we may be very great, but if we get puffed up, then we are useless. Most important is to be humble and understand and remember the real mission of life, to serve Lord, please Lord. If we serve Lord, please Lord, then life has some value. Otherwise, what is the value of life? So, Sugriva was also less qualified. At the same time, he was also, we see, he also did some mistake. But somehow, he was saved by Hanuman always. Because he had good association. He was always blessed, protected, you know. And he could be engaged in service of Lord Ram. So, we may be weak, but if you are in good association, especially when those who are very serious, sincere, wonderful devotees, in their association, we may not be very qualified, we may not be very very strong devotees also, still we can get the fortune of serving Lord, assisting Lord and his thing. So, we see in Ramayana, so many other characters also, like Sumitra. Sumitra, there is three mothers are there. Dashrath had many wives, I think 350 wives or something, but three were the prominent wives. Kaushala had Lord Ram as son, then Kaikeyi had Bharat as son, and then Sumitra, she had this Bharat and Shatrughna, this Lakshman and Shatrughna as son. And she was always so happy to be assisting Kaushal and Kaikeyi. She was not envious. And she also trained her children to always assist Ram and Bharat. So, she never thought that, and she never felt any envy. So, we see in Ramayana, no? That selfless love, love free from envy and all those things. So, when Ram was exiled, so Lakshman also wanted to go, so he came to Sumitra to take permission. And because if he has to go, he has to take permission from mother that I can go. And Sumitra immediately encouraged him, "Oh, very nice, my dear son, wonderful. Please go and serve Lord Ram." So she was not thinking, "Oh, what will happen to my son? Maybe he should stay at home, you know. Arey Ram ko jaane do, uske baad dekho, you know." She was loving Lord Ram equally. And she trained and inspired even her son Lakshman to serve Lord Ram. So Lakshman was very happy that, you know, he got permission from his mother Sumitra to go and serve Lord Ram. Later on, however, he was thinking, "I have to also take permission from my wife. Without that, I cannot go." So I was thinking, "Arey, mother to ho gaya, now how can I convince my wife? What will I tell her?" So he was in great confusion. So when he came to his quarters, so Urmila came, and immediately Urmila said, "Oh," she told that, you know, "that you don't worry about me. I pray that you can go to with Lord Ram and assist him, and I don't want to insist you to come with you, because I know if I come, you won't be able to serve Lord Ram nicely." So she herself, you know, understanding the mind of Lakshman, immediately volunteered to assist Lakshman. So we see this is sacrifice of Urmila. So in this Ramayana, we see every character is sacrificing their own concerns, their own pleasures, their own happiness, their own joys, their own for sake of serving Lord Ram and assisting others, devotees in their service of Lord Ram. So Urmila is thinking of service of Lord Ram. Urmila is thinking Lakshman's service of Lord Ram, and then, you know, Lakshman was so happy that yes, he got the blessings of Urmila, and then he went to serve. And for 14 years he was serving Lord Ram. And Urmila used to pray. What was her prayer? One of her prayers was, she used to pray that, generally wives are, you know, they will always pray that, may my husband always remember me, never forget me, you know, may he be always affectionate to me and all that. Generally women are very insecure, they feel, oh, maybe my husband should not think of somebody else, or, you know, or may he should not forget me. But one of the prayers which Urmila all throughout was offering was, may my husband not remember me. Now which woman will pray like that? She was thinking, because if he remembers me, his service to Lord Ram, which is life and soul, will get obstructed. So Urmila was, you know, also so exalted lady, so devoted to serving Lord Ram and serving Lord Lakshman. So actually, for service, if somebody is doing service, he alone cannot serve. He needs all favorable environment. So Lakshman is able to serve because mother is also supporting, wife is also supporting, you know. And Lord Ram also accepted his service, you know. And mother Sita also allowed him to, you know. So we want to serve, but then we also need blessings of so many people, you know. Without blessings of everyone, we may not be able to serve. So we see, and we see one of the most popular and most famous character in Ramayana is Hanuman. Hanuman is always eager to serve, always enthusiastic. He is a personification of service attitude. Though he is born in monkey family, but he is most glorious monkey. Monkeys are generally known for mischief, but though as a child he was very mischievous, we saw, you know, as a child when he got so many powers, he became mischievous, but then he was cursed by sages that may you forget all your powers till you are reminded of your powers. So we see Hanuman was not mischievous, and he dedicated himself to study of Vedas, and he learned the Vedas from Suryadev. Suryadev is always, you know, moving. So Hanuman used to move with him, like Surya is going like this, and behind he used to, you know, walk like this, like, you know, with back, you know, you can walk straight or run straight, but running behind like this, so difficult. But Hanuman was running like this behind, like that, you know. So he was always in front of Suryadev, trying to hear from Suryadev, and, you know, so like that. So in this way he completed his education, no? Can you imagine? So he was so eager to learn and study. And then when he completed his education, he requested, what Guru Dakshina I can give you? So then that time Suryadev said, you should assist my son Sugriva. And we see Hanuman, though he was so powerful, he was always assistant. Sometimes we are little qualified, we think, are, what is my master? I am better than master. I should be master, he should be my servant, you know. How can I serve some, you know, incompetent person or less competent person? Do you sometimes get that doubt? Maybe my master is less competent, maybe less experienced, maybe junior, maybe, you know, whatever, I am better than him. Maybe I am more senior. Maybe I am not senior, but I am more intelligent. Maybe I am, you know, more qualified, you know. But here we see Hanuman. He was humble servant of Sugriv always. And Sugriv, if you saw, he went through so many ups and downs in his Krishna consciousness in that sense, you know. But still he never left his master, you know. Lakshman, one time we see how Sugriva forgot about the promise, and he was busy in sense gratification, and 4 months passed of Chaturmas, and still he was not ready. And when Lakshman came, he came out of, you know, he was awakened. And then Hanumanji helped out the situation. And we see Hanuman,
We never find Hanuman focusing on the faults of Sugriv and justifying how, you know, I cannot serve Sugriv because he is faulty. He was always happy to serve. Rather, he always covered up the faults of, you know, Sugriv and tried to help him. And even we see yesterday, Antadip was saying in class, when Angad also had some wrong negative things about Sugriva, Hanuman clarified his misconceptions and helped him to become servant of Sugriva and thus assist Lord Ram. So, whatever position we are in, whatever situation we are, we should know that is the best situation, best position to serve. Sometimes mind thinks, oh, maybe I have to adjust the situation. Maybe only this authority should not be there, some other authority should be there. Or maybe only I should be authority, then things will, I can serve better. But we see ideal servant, Hanuman, he is not the leader of the monkeys, he is not the king of the monkeys, he is just servant. And he is so happy to be servant. We don't find anywhere he is grudging or lamenting, are why I am servant of, you know, Sugriva. Maybe I gave a false promise to my Gurudev, you know, Suryadev. Maybe I should not have given that, you know. He is very happy. He is happy to be servant of servant. And, you know, enthusiastically serve. Similarly, we see, there are so many pastimes of Hanumanji. Also one funny pastime or... we can see monkey means, generally they are considered uncivilized, you know. So we see, and their behavior sometimes can be, you know. One time, Hanuman, we know that story that he went, when Mother Sita was putting the sindur or kumkum, he asked her, my dear mother, what are you doing? He said, I'm putting this. And this, he asked, why are you putting this sindur? She said that by putting this, Lord Ram will get long life, you know. And this is a sign of chastity and loyalty to Ram. So really, by putting this much you can get long life. Then he went and he put entire body, he put, you know, sindur. So if you go in the temples of Hanuman, mostly Hanuman is reddish, whole saffron like that. No? So he went and did that. And when he came, everybody was laughing. Mother Sita saw him, she was laughing. Everybody is laughing. What is this? What did you do? He said, you told that if you put this sindur little bit, if Lord Ram's ayu will be increased. So I thought maybe I should put whole my body with it, so that Lord Ram can have a long, long life. So, we see, Hanuman was not concerned about the so-called civilization. He was concerned about Lord Ram. So, real civilization is actually where people are worried and concerned about Lord Ram. For them, Lord Ram is the center of life and not anything else. So for sake of Lord Ram, ready to do anything. Sometimes people worry, how can we wear dhoti, kurta, sari, this thing, how can I put tilak? No? What will people say, what will they? But actually, instead of worrying what people will say, we should worry, what will Lord say? So we see Prabhupada, when the whole world was telling him you should wear pant shirt, he went in America in dhoti kurta and made Americans wear dhoti kurta. Because he said, oh, this dress is pleasing to Lord and this is dress of Vaikuntha, you know. So, so we see Hanuman was always thinking of serving Lord. We see opposite character to Hanuman is, in Ramayana, opposite to Hanuman is Ravana. It was Ramana who kidnapped Sita and he was trying to enjoy Sita. Ravana is personification of lust. And we see Hanuman is personification of service attitude. He had no enjoying mentality. And we see Ravana took Sita away from Lord Ram. And Hanumanji arranged to bring message of Lord Ram to Mother Sita and message of Mother Sita to Lord Ram, and he helped to unite Sita Ram. So that should be the devotee's job. Devotees should try to give up the lust and try to develop service attitude. And instead of exploiting resources of nature,
trying to use the resources of nature to the master of the nature. Instead of trying to enjoy the Lakshmi of this world, trying to connect Lakshmi in service of Narayan. So we have that choice, whether we want to follow in the footsteps of Hanuman or Ravana. Ravana had control so much, he had so much opulence, so much mystic power, so many these things, but he was always miserable. Whereas Hanuman, we see, Hanuman had nothing practically, but he was always joyful, because for him, his wealth was his service. His service was his wealth. And when he did so much wonderful service, that he went to Lanka, he gave message to Mother Sita, he found Sita, he gave message to Mother Sita, he also burned most of part of Lanka, he threatened Ravana, gave message to Ravana, came back. And when Lord Ram heard about it, he was so happy. And Lord Ram said, "Oh, but I am in jungle. What can I give you?" And what did he give? He said, "I can only embrace you." And he just embraced Hanuman. And Hanuman is just satisfied with that one embrace. He's not saying, "Kya Prabhuji, itna kya, sirf embrace kya?" At least thoda prasad to dena. So one embrace is sufficient. So we can learn from Hanuman. Okay, just one smile of devotees, one embrace, that's all. And Hanuman was ready to give his life. So this is devotee. Similarly, we see Prahlad also, no? Prahlad was serving Lord. Hiranyakashipu had conquered whole world, but he was always dissatisfied because he had not conquered his mind and senses. Yes, Prahlad was peaceful because he was always absorbed in chanting holy names of Lord, remembering Lord. So when our mind is engaged and senses are engaged in service of Lord, then one can, mind and senses can be controlled and peaceful. But if we are not engaged in service of Lord, then there is no way one can be peaceful. So we have this choice, whether to follow in footsteps of Ravana or Hanuman. Sometimes we see, as a sadhakas, we have both the tendencies in our hearts. We have Ravana-like tendency, we have Hanuman-like tendency also. So which tendencies will develop? Whichever we choose to develop, whichever we feed the tendencies, you know. If we feed of Ravana-like tendencies, then we will have very dark future. When we feed Hanuman-like tendencies, you know, service attitude, then we have a bright future. Similarly, we see in Ramayana, there is another very glorious personality whom Lord Ram respected like his father. Who is that? Jatayu. Jatayu was a bird. This is another beautiful thing in Mahabharata, that all kinds of personalities are given opportunity to serve Lord Ram. We can see pure devotion service, it doesn't depend on caste, creed, color, race, even species. It's not only human beings can serve, even monkeys can serve, even bears can serve, even vultures can serve. Now Jatayu is a vulture. Vulture is not considered very high class bird. Like swan is considered very high class bird, peacocks, very high. But vultures, generally vultures you see, they fly high up in the sky, but their always eyesight is on dead corpse. So Prabhupada used to call modern civilization is vulture civilization. They may be having climbing great ladders of success, developing science, technology, but their eye is always on sense gratification, eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So he said, it's a vulture civilization. So vulture is not very much respected. But we see in Ramayana, even vulture can be a devotee. And not only ordinary devotee, he can be topmost devotee. So when we see this, Jatayu saw Ravana kidnapping Mother Sita. He saw and immediately, spontaneously attacked Ravana. Now one may think, "Are Jatayu, you are old man, better, you know, be peaceful, take care of your body. Take now it, old age, better, no, be peaceful, no. Aapka samay ho gaya seva karne ka, now be peaceful, relax. And maybe when Ram comes, you can give him message. Then Ram will do the needful.
What is, anyway, what can you do? You cannot do anything. In front of Ravana, you are insignificant. And you are old now, you have no strength. He had all logical, valid reasons to not fight against Ravana and just relax. And then when Lord Ram comes, give him message that, my dear Lord Ram, I have very unfortunate news for you, that Ravana has taken Mother Sita. And Ravana has gone in this direction. He could tell that. But he loved Ram so much. He loved Mother Sita so much. He couldn't tolerate this. So spontaneously. Love means is beyond logic. Sometimes intelligence is, you know. So immediately attacked Ravana. He couldn't tolerate. How could Ravana touch Mother Sita? And he gave his best. Tried his best. Did his best. And then finally, his wings were cut. And then, you know, he fell down. He was in pool of blood. And later on we see when Ram came, Lakshman came, and they were searching Mother Sita. When they saw Jatayu with blood, they thought he has eaten Mother Sita. And they were about to kill him. And then, but still in that condition, Jatayu was chanting Lord Ram's name. Ram, Ram. And Ram heard, oh, chanting my name. And then he went near and then they heard the entire story. And Jatayu told how Ravana took Mother Sita and how he tried his best to save Mother Sita, but he couldn't. And finally how Ravana put him in such a situation. So he was so wounded. And giving the message, being in the arms of Lord Ram, finally Jatayu gave up his body. Like we see in Bhagavatam, Bhishma Pitama, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, completely focused on his attention on the Lord, he gave up his body. Similarly, Jatayu also, like Bhishma Dev, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, remembering the Lord, he gave up his body and then he went to the spiritual world. So, through Jatayu, we can also learn very important lesson. In this material world, we see everybody, for everyone, most important thing is results. In this world, no, people see the results. Chalo, results. No? If there are no results, nobody will respect. But we see Lord Ram. Devotional service is not about results. So, we see Jatayu apparently failed. But actually, he was really successful in life. So we can learn what is real definition of success, real victory from this great personality. Real victory is not just external result. But if you have sincere desire to serve Lord, to assist Lord, and we just do our best, that is our success, that is our victory. Doing our best, that is our victory, that is our success. Not necessary getting some results. Ultimate results are given by Lord. So we saw external result Jatayu didn't get, but real result he got. He was able to please Lord by his endeavors. And he was able to have Lord and when he was departing in this world. And then we saw how Lord was feeling so grateful to Jatayu that finally he performed his final rites. So there are no material impediments and material these things in service of Lord. Even if you fail, one can be successful. So, if we have right motives and we serve, we have proper service attitude. We see opposite example in Ramayana. Opposite example to Jatayu is Marichi. Yes. We see Marichi, he was Marichi and Subhav, they were attacking all the sages, and then when Lord Ram came, he shot an arrow, and one arrow he killed the Subhav, and with another arrow, this Marichi was thrown 800 miles away. 800 miles away means from here in Calcutta, you know. Just fly, non-stop flight. Not 2 hours, it will be less than that. So, Marichi, when he got that shot, he was so fearful. He gave up his demonic tendencies, he went in forest, in Gufa, cave, and he was meditating. And whenever he used to hear word Ra, he used to get frightened. When Ravana came, when he tried to convince Marichi that he should help him in kidnapping Mother Sita, Marichi said, "Who is that enemy who has given this the idea? Be happy and enjoy. You have so much, you know, opulence, Lanka, you have so many Mandari and so many beautiful wives. Don't put your eye on Mother Sita. That will ruin you. One who has given you this idea is real enemy, you know." But Ravan was not to hear. He was determined. And he told, "My dear Marichi, if you don't listen, I will kill you." And Marichi was thinking, "Now I have to die. Now it's just a question of dying at the hands of Ravana or dying at the hands of Ram." And he thought, according to his own concoction, that maybe dying at hands of Lord Ram is better. Because if I die hands of Ravana, it will be sinful death. But maybe if Lord Ram kills me, that will be glorious death. But we see Acharya has condemned that. We see here Jatayu was killed at the hands of Ravana. But he was serving Lord Ram. Therefore, his life is considered very glorious. And he is very much glorified. Whereas Marichi was killed by Lord Ram. But whom was he serving? He was serving Ravana. So he is not very glorified. That is condemned. So, at whose hand you die, that is not important. Whom are you serving? That is very important. On whose behalf are you serving? So we have the choice in this world, whom we want to serve. We want to serve Lord Ram or we want to serve Ravana. So we see another example, Vibhishan. He was living in Lanka itself. He was the brother of Ravana. And he was a real brother in the sense he was always giving good advice to Ravana. When Ravana was thinking of this idea of kidnapping Mother Sita, everybody was encouraging him. But Vibhishan discouraged him thoroughly. And even when Ravana kidnapped, everybody was, you know, encouraging. But Vibhishan always told him and discouraged him. And then when finally, when he, Ravana felt he is too much, you know, discouraging me, then he scolded him, insulted him, and he threw him out of his court. And finally then Vibhishan, when he tried his best to give good advice to Ravana and when he saw Ravana is in no way ready to hear, then he left Ravana. And then he joined Lord Ram. When he was in Lanka, he was serving whom?
Uncha hota hai, raag. Raag se uncha hota hai, anurag. Anurag se uncha hota hai, bhav. Aur bhav se uncha hota hai, mahabhav. और ये सब पराधिकार मुक्त नित्य सिद्ध भक्तों का ही होता है, इसका प्रदर्शन अनुभव या प्रदर्शन या स्पेशली ये भाव. नीचे एक भाव है, भाव से प्रेम, भाव से प्रेम, लेकिन फिर और एक ऊपर भाव है और महाभाव. महाभावा राधा ठाकुरानी का. राधा कैसी है? महाभावा राधा ठाकुरानी. तो उस स्तर पर राधा कृष्ण प्रणय प्रणय या भाव, सब भाव का ही खेल है. भगवान भाव के ही भूखे हैं.
तो व्हेन यू प्लीज लॉर्ड, वी कैन बी प्लीज. Like when you put food in the stomach, then whole body is nourished. When we put water in the roots, whole tree is nourished. By serving Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, then actually everybody can be happy. Not by any other concocted means. So Vibhishan was always serving very faithfully, though in very difficult scenario. So they have set such high standards. So we see in our present situation also. We may be in any situation. Sometimes somebody may be working in software company, sometimes somebody may be working in very demonic environment. Still it is possible to be a devotee of Lord Krishna. It's not that because we are in such difficult situation, we cannot be a devotee of Krishna. In all situations, one can be servant of Krishna and serve Krishna and please Krishna. So, we see, opposite example to Vibhishan is, in Mahabharata we see another opposite example. Okay, Kumbhakarna is also there. Kumbhakarna is a brother, but he served Ravana. Because his personification of illusion. He chastised Ravana so much for his wrong deed, but he said, okay, you are my brother, so I will assist you, no? That is ignorance. He is saying, you did all nonsense, everything, but still I will support you, no? So this is really opposite example. Oh, you are nonsense, so you should rectify that, not support the nonsense. So, why didn't you consult me? Now you have brought all calamity and then you are asking, you know? But anyway, since you are asking me, I will help you because you are my brother. So, this is opposite example. Similarly, we see in Mahabharata, example of Karna also. No? He was brother of Pandavas, but he was along with Kauravas. And then when Lord, even Krishna revealed him, even Suryadeva revealed him, Kunti revealed him, that, you know, you are actually eldest Pandava and you should join Pandava. But then still he was thinking, no, no, no. How I can join Pandavas, no? Because I have to be loyal. Maine Duryodhan ka namak khaya hu. I cannot be namak haram, you know. But we see, even namak is also given by Lord, not, you know, Duryodhana, you know. So we see, Karna had that choice, but he did a wrong choice. And his life was ruined. Whereas Vibhishan, we see, he was a brother of Ravana. He gave up his brother Ravana and joined Lord Ram. Our relation with Lord Ram is actually real relation, an eternal relationship. So many relations we may have, but they are temporary relationships. Maybe maximum for one lifetime. But relation with Lord Ram is life after life, eternal life. And all relations, whatever they are, we are supposed to help each other to help to develop relation with Lord Ram. So by arrangement of Lord, we may be put in some situation, some families, some environment where, you know, we develop so many relationships. But if in those relationships we help each other to come closer to Lord Ram, that is success of our life. But imagine those relationships takes us away from Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. That is actually most unfortunate thing of that relationship. Therefore, in Bhagavatam said, Guru Nasasya, we should not become guru, we should not become mother, we should not become father, we should not become relative if you are not able to deliver others from cycle of birth and death. And we can deliver others from cycle of birth and death when we help them to come closer to Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, especially by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Similarly, we see there are many other characters in Ramayana. Other day, Radha Shampu was mentioning about Shabari, how she was a very small girl when she came in ashram of Matanga Muni, and then she served Matanga Muni faithfully, and then Matanga Muni left. But she continued to follow the instruction of Matanga Muni, and whole life went. And she was every day waiting, when will Lord Ram come? Because Matanga Muni had told, Lord Ram will come. When, you know, by the time, it so happened that she became old. Later on it said that she also became colorblind. She was not able to see. When she was able to collect the fruits, she was not able to see whether they are green or yellow or red or whatever. So sometimes she used to, you know, test it whether it is paka, ripe or unripe. And we see that actually to serve Lord, there are so many rules and regulations. There are so many etiquettes. One of the etiquette is that we should not test anything before offering to Lord.
etiquette is that any pujari he cooks, he has to offer. After cooking, then we can, you know, taste whether it was, you know, proper or not. Generally, we cannot. That is etiquette. But here we see, somewhere she tasted before. So apparently broke some rules and regulations, but actually Lord Ram accepted that because she had love. The purpose of all the rules and regulation is that ultimately it's so that we can develop love. In material world, because we don't have love, we have so many rules and regulations. But when one develops love, then all rules and regulations are secondary. Because she faithfully served Matang Muni for so many years, she developed that love for Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram also accepted her loving devotional service. So whatever rules, regulation we are doing, our ultimate purpose is that we have to soften our heart, purify our heart, and develop love for Lord. And all the rules and regulations are so we can remember Lord, never forget Lord, and develop love for Lord. So she was a lady, and she was an old lady. So anybody can become a devotee. And similarly, there was another person. There was one person called Boatman. What is that name? There was Kevat. He was a boatman. So he was living in the kingdom of Goa when Lord Ram came. So he was very afraid to allow Lord Ram. He was thinking, "Arey?" He heard that Lord Ram, when he touched the stone became woman. So he was thinking, if he touches my boat, maybe the boat becomes woman, there will be a problem, you know. So he wanted to test, so he touched the lotus feet of Lord, washed the lotus feet of Lord and all these things. And then he took the Lord and helped the Lord to cross over that river. And when Lord was so pleased with his service that he wanted to reward him, then this Kevat said, no, I would not like to take anything from you. Because we are having both same occupation. He said, generally people who have same occupation, like, you know, one barber will not charge another barber, you know. One doctor will not charge another doctor, you know. Generally, you know, they will, you know, help each other, you know. So he said that, you know, both of us have same occupation. He said, "Mai jal sagar ka kevat, aur aap bhav sagar ke kevat." So I am crossing this ordinary waters and you are crossing everybody of this ocean of birth and death. So by fixing at lotus feet of Lord, one can cross over this ocean of birth. We may be crossing so many hurdles, so many problems, but the biggest problem we have to cross is crossing this ocean of material existence. Not trying to make this world better place to live. And anyway, to make this better place to live, only way is to establish Ram Rajya here. And only way to establish Ram Rajya is to make Ram as center of life. Especially by hearing and chanting of Lord Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And most inspiring and encouraging thing in Ramayana is, we see Lord use monkeys in his army to fight against Ravana. Ravana is very skilled army, weapons, and they had so many mystic powers, all these things. And monkeys, we see they had no weapons. Most of the monkeys were fighting with stones and trees and all these things. So we see Prabhupada says this Lord Ram wanted to give credit to monkeys. So he engaged them in service of him. And we see monkeys got the credit of assisting Lord Ram in defeating Ravana. Though Lord Ram is all powerful, he doesn't need help of anybody. He can himself defeat Ravana. For that he doesn't have to come here also. Paritranaya sadhana vinashaya chidushkrinam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yugage. To deliver devotees, Acharya said devotees are already delivered because always they are absorbed in
Lord's wonderful pastimes and holy names. So they are not in this world. Then Vinashaya Dushkritanam. For destroying demons, Lord doesn't have to come. Even his material nature, even small, like we see nowadays, little coronavirus, or little some insect, or nitties can create havoc and destroy biggest of big demons. You know? So Lord is there in the heart of Ravana. He could just create heart attack or something and then finish. You know? So he doesn't need anybody's help to kill Ravana. But still, Lord is very merciful. He is giving service opportunity. Because this is only way to reconnect, redevelop the relationship with Lord. Encourage devotees to again come back to the kingdom of God. So Lord is so kind that he is engaging monkeys. In Srila Prabhupada said, you know, like we see in Prabhupada's life, he is engaging hippies, apparently not very qualified, but because they were willing servants. And so, in this mission of Lord, we don't need very qualified people. What are required is willing servants are required, sincere servants are required, and sincere servants will be empowered. Willing servants will be empowered. Like one time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you say Lord Chaitanya is supreme Lord. So why didn't he preach Krishna Gauranga all over the world?" He said he could do that, but he wanted to give credit to me. So that is love of Lord. He wants to glorify his servant more than himself. We see in Ramayana, who is the hero in the battle of Lanka? Who is the hero? Hanuman. He did most miraculous things. People glorify Hanuman even more than Ram, you know. We see, you know, Ram is, you know, or Lakshman is, you know, unconscious, and he's going, jumping, getting, you know, mountain, Sanjivani, bringing life, you know. So, but he doesn't get bewildered any time. Hanuman is doing everything, but every time he says, Jai Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram. He is never bewildered. He doesn't become proud. He doesn't think that I am doing some, you know, I am greater than Ram, or I am doing some favor to Ram. He understands whatever I am able to do is by mercy of Lord Ram. So this is actually, so Prabhupada also, we see, he never become puffed up or proud. He said, whatever I am able to do is by mercy of Lord Chaitanya, by mercy of my spiritual master. And he said, by help of all the devotees. So this is servant. He understands how everything is mercy of Lord.
करते ही है, करना है, किंतु उपवास का भावार्थ या गूढ़ अर्थ तो है. उप मतलब पास और वास मतलब वास या निवास. पास में निवास किसके?
He was hardly sleeping 2 hours. Whole night writing purports, whole day preaching, managing, organizing, you know, so much. And he has given us opportunity to assist in his mission. So all of us also, like monkeys got opportunity to assist in mission of Lord Ram. Similarly, all of us, we may be like monkeys also. We may not be very qualified, but still we have opportunity to assist in mission of Lord Chaitanya. We have opportunity to assist in mission started by Srila Prabhupada. And this mission is to bring Ram Rajya all over the world by distributing the holy names, distributing and books which explain the glories of the Lord and holy name. I will just tell 2 pastimes of holy name and conclude, and then we'll sing Naam Ramayan. Our Prabhu is there? We'll sing that Naam Ramayan, which had 108 verses, which all the entire Ramayana is summarized in beautiful holy names. So till that setup is made, we'll sing, see this 2 pastimes.
We see the famous pastime, which all of you know, but still for my own purification, I will repeat. How, when this Setu construction was going on, all monkeys, they were very enthusiastic. They used to take big, big boulders, write, carve the name Ram, and then throw in the ocean. And miraculously, the stones used to float. Can you imagine? If stones can float, what is not possible by mercy of Lord Ram? So they were just jumping, throwing stones and mountains and all this thing, and then they are making the bridge. So Lord Ram himself was also very amazed. So it is said that one night he thought, maybe I will also try to do something, check whether whether I can make stone float. So went in the evening and it said that he was alone. And he took one stone and threw. And as soon as he threw, it bloop, bloop. And he was surprised. And he looked around whether anybody is watching or not, because all monkeys are throwing stones and that the stones are floating. And when Lord Ram threw stone, what happened? It blooped. So he looked around and he saw in the corner Hanuman was there standing. He was laughing, Then Lord Ram called him and said, why are you laughing? He said, my dear Lord, you see, when we take the stones, what we do? We write your name and throw the stones. And by the power of your name, the stones float. But you just took the stone and you threw the stone. Imagine, if you reject someone, how can he float? So one who is rejected by Lord, he has no hope. But who takes the shelter of Lord's name, he has great hope. He can float. He can float in this ocean and he can float in the ocean of materialism and cross over the ocean and go back home, back to God. So sometimes when ordinary people see Lord or Lord's pastime, they can get confused. But great devotees, when they see Lord and Lord Pan, they can understand right purport and give right purport. Like Hanuman was able to properly decode the activities of Lord and bring out wonderful lesson. Ordinary person will think, are, just think, what kind of Lord is he? He is throwing stone and stone is blooping, Is he Lord? Maybe he is not Lord, So, but when we, therefore association of great souls, association of acharyas is required. So Hanuman is telling that, anybody is rejected by Lord, he has no hope. But one who is blessed by Lord, especially by his holy names, he can cross over this ocean of birth and death. Another story I had heard long back was one time when after the battlefield of Lanka, how everybody came to Ayodhya on Pushpak Lane, and when after the coronation of ceremony of Lord Ram was over, everybody after staying, they stayed for long, and after when Lord Ram did a farewell to everybody or whatever, in between it so happened that there was some emergency in Lanka. So this Vibhishan had to send some 4 demons or 3 demons back to Lanka. But they were not so expert, having so mystic powers that they could fly. So they were wondering how to go back. So Vibhishan gave them, 3 packets. 3 of them, he handed them 3 packets. He said, you just hold in your hand and walk, you will be able to cross over the ocean. So demon said, okay. So they took that packets, went, and when they came to ocean, they started walking. They started walking. They started on water rise, started rising, and started rising, and started rising. And it came to the knees, and still they're walking. It came little above knees, and still walking. And then they were amazed that water was not growing beyond that. And they're walking and walking, and water was not growing beyond that. They came practically to the center of the ocean, and water was still only just little above the knees. And demons were very amazed. So they became very curious. What is the secret of this, How it is happening, Miraculous. Because they were practically in the middle of the ocean, and water was this much only. So they thought, maybe what is this packet? Let me see. So one demon, Tom, he opened the packet and he saw, there's nothing. There was some leaf kind of thing, and on that it was written Rama.
He said, hey, he started laughing, nothing is there. So he just threw that, and as soon as he threw, bloop. I mean, other demons saw, Bap re. They understood, we should hold on to this. Whether we understand or not, we should just hold on till we cross it. So similarly, sometimes we may understand the glories of holy name, sometimes we may understand how it was, how many it were done. But one thing we should know, as soon as we give up holy names, one will be blooped in this material existence. But as long as we hold on to these holy names, we have bright future. We have great prospects of crossing over this ocean of birth and death. So on this holy appearance of Lord Ram, on Ram Navami, let us pray to Lord Ram and let us pray to all his associates that we can also develop some service attitude. We can also develop some desire to sacrifice for pleasure of Lord and for pleasure of his devotees and for purpose of his mission. And let us now chant Nam Ramayan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Ram, Ram Navami Mahamotsav ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.